Blog Talk Radio. Krevesta Suhvi Manes. Unfamiliar challenges are the midwives for the birth of new expression of genius. Embrace them in full trust that the creative greatness they inspire will result in brilliant accomplishments. Welcome everyone, good afternoon, and welcome to Baba Spatah World Radio. I'm your host Malu, and I'm joined by my beautiful sister Denise. Hello Denise.
Hi, Malu. Oh, it's so great to be with you tonight. And that was a beautiful principle you read.
Divinity Quest. It was number 16 from Divinity Quest. And it was funny because I pulled it for this show, and I've just made a very important decision in my life. And it has been a challenge, because I'm not very good at making decisions often. You know, I back and forth and up and down, and I see it from all kinds of perspectives, and it's sometimes hard for me to really feel into my heart and to really feel what is true and what is the right thing to do, what serves my highest good. And so I had help today with, you know, from the rune cards and everything. And then I was drawing this card and said, wow, this is, I was drawing it for this show, but it was just very key to what I've been going through these last couple of days. Very appropriate, yeah.
Wow.
It's a way for new expression, and I just love that.
Yeah, and before we started the show, we were talking about new beginnings and endings,
yes.
Which... it's perfect for that too. And we were talking about this past week where our beloved Almin had another silent retreat, and how, you know, even though like our life family who are there are right in the, you know, magical place of being proxies for all the cosmos, we, of course, because there's no separation, a lot of times we'll experience many shifts in mm-hmm. our being when there's particularly a retreat going on. So do you want to talk a little bit about that, Malu?
Yes, let's do that. How have you experienced this week?
Well, lots of intense emotions, I would say, at the start of the week, and very, you know, up and down. But I felt they were working a lot with the two levels of spirit, the masculine and and the feminine, which when it was funny, Almeen had posted on the diary about examining innocence and guilt. Mm-hmm. And did you want to share a little bit about that?
It was funny because on Monday, I had felt guilty about something that I hadn't done that I promised that I would do, and so I finally did it on Monday, which felt really good. But I could just feel that I needed to look at that guilt, you know,
yeah.
Because, you know, objectively, there would be something to feel guilty about. Yes, you didn't do it in time, and now, you know, so you're right to feel guilty. And I just knew I had to release that. And I felt I did. I said, well, everything is in sort of divine timing. Everything is in order. It's perfect. It's just that I cannot see it right now. And so I felt that I released it on deeper levels, in fact. And then I was quite surprised, actually, to find out a few days later on the diary that Almeen actually asked us to work on guilt and the theme of guilt this week, because it relates to, to innocence and to the subconscious. So I really feel that the feeling or the emotion of guilt is it's an illusion, it's a negative emotion, that we needed to release that and have been doing that as a proxy. I felt I did it as a proxy.
Yeah. And, you know, Malou, something you said there that when we, if we can have the perspective that there is no mistakes, there's nothing to change, there's nothing to fix, then there's no room for guilt. And innocence is there because we're being completely present and aware in the moment. Mm-hmm. So when we are, because you're right, I did find myself this week, and maybe I just hadn't really identified it with guilt, but I would find myself, because there's a lot of, I don't want to say chaos, but it almost feels chaotic, taking place in my life. And we, you know, it does feel like it's destructuring and endings and beginnings. I'm totally living that right now as well. It may have been intensified this week, but, you know. And I wasn't aware that I had guilt, but now that I'm thinking about it, there were moments where I felt, you know, I was feeling guilty because some people know that we had were sold our house, but getting the house ready to sell, everything has to be perfect and clean and, you know, decluttered. So we had put away a lot of stuff. So I had put away the wheels for my time map, mm-hmm. because somebody was coming to view the house and I just quickly put stuff away. And do you think I could find them afterwards? So for like 2 weeks, I haven't been connected with my time map.
Oh.
And I was feeling guilty about that because I wasn't doing the daily mantra, or like I would go on the diary and read the daily mantra and I know my mantra, but I wasn't really connecting with the wheels was feeling guilty about that. See, I'd forgotten.
Yes, because you mentioned that guilt is not something that you very often feel, or, you know, that you sort of have in your life.
Which I have. So there you go. I contradicted myself. I was feeling guilty. You know, it's true. This, you know, maybe I just needed to release the need to have that structure of I have to do this, I have to do that, you know, and just be more fluid. And I'm sure if I needed my time up for those 2 weeks, I would have had it.
But you found it again after 2 weeks?
I did find them, yes. They were in a box, and that was put out in the garage because we were quickly decluttering stuff, and it somehow I opened up the box and it was sitting there, and I'm like, oh my God, I've been looking for this for 2 weeks and feeling guilty because I couldn't, I wasn't doing the work, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, which I think at this point in, you know, our level of existence as resurrected beings, you know, we're walking with the infinite in every moment. So, you know, it's okay if, because somebody had said to me they were feeling overwhelmed with, you know, not being able to catch up on the webinars and the doing the runes and, like, you know, but it's okay. We, like, we are all those things.
Yeah.
So I wasn't aware that I had that much guilt, but I did.
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, guilt has been something that you could control me with, you know, when, as you know, growing up, and it relates to, I suppose, lack of self-worth, you know, and people's expectations and my own expectations and my own need to be to comply with certain standards or to comply with, you know, my parents' rules or whatever it might be.
Yeah,
you know, when I decided, I really consciously made that decision that no one is going to manipulate me anymore. I don't want anyone to be able to control me. And this goes on many levels, obviously, but on the levels that I could sort of, you know, had access to, then the guilt automatically started to decrease because I spotted it a lot easier, you know, with the controlling games of man, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So that actually helped a lot. So, you know, awareness always makes it easier to change things, obviously. So, yeah. And also, guilt is, you know, it's, I also feel that when I've been clearing the meridians, it has decreased the guilt feeling. It's easier for me to handle it. I don't feel it as strongly anymore when something comes up. You know, I recognize, okay, this is what it is. And it relates to the large intestine meridian. And so, you know, if you want to, I've used, you know, the jasmine oil to help clear that.
Wow. Yeah, and I have to agree, Malou. I think working with the fragrance alchemy oils and especially working clearing the meridians, the negative emotions, has really helped to lessen the intensity of those illusionary emotions that still pop up.
Yes.
So you're right, it does make it easier to recognize or have the awareness now when they come up, but, you know, they still pop up.
Yes, they still,
but they give us little messages. When it's time to clear, but yeah, it's amazing working with the oils to clear them. It just makes it more effortless, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And talking about the oils, Denise, would you share with our listeners, you know, how you recently used an oil?
Yes, I've been having.
It's just such a nice thing, and I'm gonna go right away and do it myself. Please share.
Yeah, I've had a great fun this week with just being trying to stay in the moment and fully present. And I had on my desk, I had a beautiful smoky quartz crystal that I kind of have to say I've neglected for a while. I haven't really connected with my crystals, but in moving things around and clearing out, cleaning house, I had the smoky quartz sitting on my desk, and beside it was my flower of saffron oil, which I love and use a lot. Like, love all of them, but particularly I would say rose, the flower of saffron is one that I would use every day, and it sits on my desk. So I notice in going about the week that my smoky quartz was, you know, so dense and needed to be cleared, but I haven't had time. So I was like, oh yeah, you know, that's something I have to do. And then I went away, came back a couple of days later, and I was, as soon as I walked into the room, I could feel like, oh, wow, look at that crystal. Oh my God, it took my breath away. It was stunning. It's so clear and vibrant and alive. For anybody who works with crystals, you know, they're beautiful beings. But I, just from sitting beside the flower of saffron oil, like I hadn't put it on it, just sitting next to it, completely cleared the smoky quartz. Stunning. So then, like, I was all giddy and excited. So I had to get one of my clear quartz crystals. I had a big lump of it that I hate to say I had neglected. And I thought, oh, okay, let's see if it's just my imagination, or let's have a play here. So I said, okay, we're going to try and see if it works with the clear quartz. So I leave it overnight. I come back the next day. Same thing. Vibrant. Wow. Alive, clear, like glowing. I'm so excited. So anyone who wants to easily clear their crystals, you know, play with it. I don't know if it's just flower of saffron, or because that's the only one I tried it with. But yeah,
I think actually any oil would work, don't you think?
I would think so.
Yeah.
But then, Milly, you had said to me, well, did you try putting the oil on the crystal?
Yes, or put it in water, a little, a few drops of oil in the in a bowl of water, and put the crystals in there.
Yeah.
You know, that could also. But you haven't tried that, have you?
I just actually had done that before I talked to you. Oh, and you had asked me. I had just done it.
Okay.
This morning I did. I thought, oh, I wonder what would happen if I actually put a drop of flower of saffron on the crystal. So we'll follow up and see what happens.
Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, they're amazing, you know.
Oh my God, they're
used for so many things. I just recently thought of putting a drop in the little filter pad inside my vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
Filter right in front of, you know, the suction hole into the engine.
Yes.
And there's a filter. So I put a few drops of oil there, and my whole house just had this really subtle but really beautiful fragrance all over. You know, it was amazing.
Oh my God.
And I imagine it clears the air.
Yeah.
You know, that was my intent. You know, now I'm going to sort of clean the air and clean the, I don't know, the dust that it's sucking in. And yeah, so that's one way you can use it as well.
And I have used it in when we were refinishing our basement and I was painting the walls. I used the oils in the paint. Like, I just put a few drops in and just to, you know, create a sacred space down there.
Oh, basement. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow. I never heard about that one. I have to write that down.
Yeah.
Did you hear about how you can use the sigil, the Fragrance Alchemy sigil, to put behind the television or inside your mobile phone cover in order to block these harmful rays?
Yes. Actually, I had heard that some time ago. Actually, it was a long time ago from... Almeen had said that in the Red Deer retreat, actually I remember Linda, who was on our show last week, Linda Iverson, had, it was so funny because I we had been at a retreat, and she pulled out her phone, and I'm like, what schedule do you have on there? And she said, oh, Almeen told us to use the fragrance alchemy schedule, you know, near our electronics, and it transmutes the any harmful rays, it cancels them out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, so yeah. Have you done that, Malou? Have you?
Yes, I have one. Yeah. In fact, my first one. I haven't gotten anyone on behind the television. I used to, but I got a new television, and then we moved, and so actually I should do that. I haven't put it back on, but I have in fact my telephone, and so has my daughter.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So. Lots of amazing magical miracles with the oils.
Yeah.
I feel like we can't get. You know, there's just so many possibilities and ways to work with them.
Yes, there is. Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
I'm talking about miracles and magic. Well, I don't know if it's miracles and magic, but there's definitely, Almeen just wrote on the diary about a new platform that is coming in. That you will, you know, the messages for light workers.
Oh, I know.
For where she's going to put all the information that's coming to her. I'm so excited about that. I really feel that's, I don't know. It's just different from the previous one. I think it's different from the previous one. I am presence and all the other things that have been presented to us, this is going to be different. It feels totally different.
And it's very, it's going to be like very affordable. So,
yeah,
you know, anybody can, around the world, anybody, doesn't matter, would be able to afford it. So what a great opportunity to, you know, be able to continue walking this journey with Almeen. You know, and to be able to stay in touch and hold hands as we continue. And yeah, I'm really excited about it. I can't wait.
No, me too.
And there's also a webinar coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What is it called? Becoming something about manifestation. I don't remember the title of it.
Manifesting in Mastery, is it? Isn't that terrible? I was right there for me, and now I
can't remember. This is sort of embarrassing. Becoming a Master of Manifestation.
Thank
that's what
you. That's becoming it. Becoming. Yes.
Becoming a Master of Manifestation. Yeah,
so that's an online webinar that's April 23rd, I believe.
Yes.
And we are both participating in that. That one, I think actually...
It ends today.
Today, yeah. Sign up by today and you still get it at the discounted rate, which is, you know, amazing. But... Yeah, we look forward to connecting with our life family for that.
And with Almeen, I look forward to hearing her voice more. And yes, and this manifestation business has always been of interest to me. I always felt so drawn to it, you know, creating abundance, how to create new realities, how to create what you want, things like that, and manifest, you know, your heart's desires. It's just So I'm really looking forward to it because I believe there's new material about it, things that we just haven't seen before, new insights and new,
And, you know, what I'm excited about and what I was really paying attention to is our, you know, Almeen give a little video, a little recording on... What blocks our manifestation, you know, and it's belief systems.
Yes.
You know, and wow, when I look at belief systems, that's huge.
It is.
You know, like even things that we think good or bad, or, you know, from little simple things to huge cosmic principles, you know, belief systems, wow, they, and it's funny, a lot of the runes I've been getting lately are, you know, releasing limitations and letting go belief systems, and now,
me too.
So I'm happy we're in alignment with that, and playing and walking the sacred journey that
we're
manifesting, you know, a new reality of heaven on earth, and it's exciting to be part of that. Anyways, you can still register for that online webinar. Just go to spiritualjourneys.com, and there's a link for becoming a master of manifestation. And I'm sure Malou will have more on that and be able to share if for some reason you're not able to sign up, then, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about it.
Yes. I look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to it. But I think we are coming near the end of our show here. Any messages or last little words of wisdom, Malou, that you'd like to share?
There's one thing I sort of forgot to add when we were talking about guilt.
Yes.
And it was just because it was a reminder to myself. I had a client the other day, and she's a coach and healer and things. And she was talking about how it made her so sad that one of her clients just didn't feel any change. She did not, and she did everything in the book. She did everything she could, and she just didn't, and she felt really frustrated about it. And I know that feeling from myself, if you have a client and you do everything and you do the Babas Pata, for example, in a session, and the client sits up and says, wow, I couldn't feel anything, or 2 days later, nothing has changed, to not take responsibility for other people's health, for other people's process and change, that is their own responsibility. We are only responsible for ourselves and our own impeccable way of going about things and practicing these sacred tools. And so it was just a reminder to myself, and I just thought I'd share it here, that in case, you know, because you change and you evolve and we're sensitive and we can feel things that perhaps other people cannot. That doesn't mean that no change has happened. It just means that they can't feel it or see it, or they suppress it somehow.
Yeah.
And that's not our responsibility.
Wow. Thank you, Malou. That is so true. And I really resonate with that. Yes, and important to remember. And I think the key word you're saying is we are responsible for ourselves, not for anybody else.
Yes. And so we shouldn't feel guilty.
Yes. There. Whew, take a breath and release the guilt.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Malou. I really enjoyed this show with you. And thank you to all our listeners. It's been amazing. And we would love to hear from you, feedback, if you have anything you want to share about Babas Pata, the oils, anything. We look forward to chatting with you. And you can contact us at babaspataworldradio@gmail.com. Thank you. Until next week, have a magical, miraculous week. Good night, Malou.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.